All right, this is a teaching, but it's got a little bit of prophetic in it also. Sunday morning, 2/18/24, the title of this is Hypocrisy. You know, I talked to you about the truther movement and how it's hard to discern who's telling the truth, who's really on the right side and who isn't. That's hypocrisy. All right, we're going to read Luke chapter 12 today. Let's read the first three verses right now. All right, in the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Now I want to talk to you about something. We've been talking about or praying about, you know, the financial system that's coming, the quantum financial system, and not really understanding. Anytime I've ever heard anybody talk about the quantum system, it just goes off the rails. Nobody can discern it. And I'm not going to say who I heard this from, but I want you to consider what I'm going to say to you today, because I wasn't even, when I heard it, I didn't think much about it, but yesterday when I began to study, the Lord brought it up to me, and that's why I'm bringing it to you. Right here. Like I said, I listened to a Q&A yesterday. I won't say the site or the one that answered the correct questions. This was a question posed to a person. I won't say who it was right now, but a certain area caught my attention. Yesterday morning as I was reading this passage, the Lord began to put it together for me. It has helped me see some things more correctly, and I hope it will help you also. Someone asked this person to explain quantum. Now, I looked it up on Freespoke, and it was just anything and everything all over the place. They don't have a clue. We hear a lot of talk of the new quantum financial system. Here's what this person said. In the quantum, everything that has been said or done is retained in the ether. The ether is a cushion inside the firmament, you know, when they shoot rockets off, it bounces off of. It's where Tartaria harnessed their energy from, where they had free energy. They didn't need cords. Didn't need plugs in the wall. It came from the ether. They say the airplanes that we fly, they fly, that if it crashes, it's by on purpose, because someone brought it down, because it's impossible, because they receive their energy off the ether and it cannot crash. So I'm going, okay. All right. It's energy. Ether is the energy source that God has supplied for the earth. It's God's way to supply all the energy we need, whether it be electricity for our homes, cooling for our homes, light to see. All right. God did it all. This man continued, no fraud can operate in the quantum system. And I've heard that through the blockchain system, that you it's impossible, it's fraud proof. Thinking, okay. It will be so easy and fast that you could buy a car in the middle of the night and seal the deal in 1 second. Just you and another person. You don't need banks anymore. In fact, the banks will eventually be phased out. They'll be obsolete. The quantum is not just a computer. The quantum data is stored within the ether itself, stored in the light of absolutely everything. All truth recorded throughout history that cannot be changed is all recorded in the ether. And through the quantum, they can retrieve it. Your own personal DNA records and stores all history. Christ in you, huh? The Word in you. Every bit of history is stored in your DNA. Real history. Recorded in the ether. You will be able to access it, pull it up, and view it in real time. Not what somebody says about it, not a documentary on it, but the actual event. If you wanted to see Christ preaching the Sermon on the Mount, or if you wanted to see Lincoln give the Gettysburg Address, you would be able to do so. Now let that blow your mind. Think about that. Think about the movies that have projected these things like Back to the Future. Star Trek. I'm adding there many more. The quantum is translated by cubics. That's a Bible thing, cubics, which is light. Cubits are light. You can see any historical event in real time, not just a documentary. You could see it when it took place if you choose to do so. All right? If you wanted, okay, I already told you that. You could see it with your own eyes and hear it with your own ears, not what somebody told you to think. Here's my thoughts. They have projected to us in movies, especially sci-fi movies, these very things, like I told you. It's all been hidden in plain sight, really. I believe that's what Tesla saw. He came across it by mistake. All right. God knows all and he sees all. All right. Verse 2 and 3 of Luke 12. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Therefore, whatsoever you have spoken in the darkness shall be heard in the light. It's transferred by cubics, which is light. And that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. Boy, they got the NSA beat, don't they? God is looking after us. He's looking out for us. That's what I see in this. Now you discern what you get in your spirit about this. Because I don't know, I can't say that I totally understand this or that I know what's all that's going on. Unless the Lord reveals it, how can we know? All right, let's keep reading. Verse 4 here of Luke. And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no power that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? I'm talking about God's watchful care over you. This is the same like with Matthew chapter 6. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do you see? The very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you have more value than many sparrows. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you into the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in that same hour what ye ought to say. So if he takes thought for the sparrow, he takes a thought when you lose a hair, he counts them. Do you think that he couldn't take care of us during this time? Here's what hypocrisy is, a feigned part or deceit. There's so many Christians, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. They never give anything a chance. They just blow it off and go on with their whatever they're going on with. I want to be open-minded, but I don't want to be, or in other words, I don't want to be closed-minded, but I want to hear by the Spirit. I mean, it's going to have to be confirmed to me, you know. But I'd never heard anybody talk about the quantum that I actually got something. That's why I didn't listen, because it was just gobbledygook to me. Do you trust God today or do you trust yourself? See, those that say, nah, just all a bunch of conspiracy theorists. Those people that say that, they're trusting in themselves and their old ways and what they've always done. I'm saying, is your life so great that you would actually want to trade and actually go by that? I don't know anybody that ain't feeling it today. You'd have to be dead to not feel it. All right, let's keep going here. This leaven of hypocrisy has nearly leavened the whole church. Infestation, fleas on a dog. Sometimes it amazes me the way the Lord speaks to me. I remember having a little cat come up on the porch one day, brought it in the house, and found it was infested with fleas. We had to powder the whole house. You know? This system sounds like something God would put together, doesn't it? I've heard more than one person in the now of medical research talk about God is written in your own DNA. I believe that. All right, John 1:4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Kind of sounds like it, doesn't it? Light here is an illuminator, a luminary, or brilliancy. No fraud in the light. Quantum by cubics, which are light. There's no fraud in the light. John 1:5 right here. I didn't want 5. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Men comprehended it not. To them, God's ways and his word are hypocrisy. That's what a hypocrite is. Leaven that has leavened nearly the whole world. All right, Hebrews 1:3. Like I said, you pray about it. If you get anything about it, I want to know. About any of that, what I'm bringing today. Especially what I ask you to pray with me about. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. You know, well, I just won't say that. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. All right, do we trust God? Isn't it hypocrisy that causes us to question or doubt everything? Doesn't it? I mean, look where we come out of. A fraud-proof system. It's not even hardly imaginable, but isn't that heaven and earth? It's not possible to defraud, to steal anybody's anything. That's why it's going to be your own personal account. You will not share it with anyone. Hypocrites will not get away with anything. The scripture is pretty harsh on that, makes everything pretty clear. We're going to look at a little bit of that. Go back to Luke 12. This whole parable, Jesus is talking about hypocrites, if you hadn't noticed. 12:13. Why would he talk about this? Because he knew the old guard was not, he's trying to get, old guard was going out, new guard was coming in, right in the time that we're in. All right, 12:13. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? He said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. See, in this new system, nobody's going to know anything about anybody's anything. They're not going to know who has what. And besides, no, there won't be any lack or need. There won't be any need for this. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds like today, right? But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. This new place that we're going to go, the kingdom of God, there will not be this consciousness of these things. We will not think about it. When you don't have any needs or wants or even desires, why would you even think about it? You can concentrate on just doing good. But this man was worried about himself, so he built this empire for himself to take care of himself. I heard somebody yesterday talking about there are those that they either do it for show, you know, give and do things, but they have an ulterior motive about what they do. It's all for their gain, as opposed to one that just does it out of their heart for goodness, you know? You can't hide that from God, for sure. Okay, 22. The Lord wants us to quit doubting Him and believe Him when He says it's going to be okay, when He says the best is yet to come. Yeah, the circumstances right now, they suck. But I'm telling you, it's not forever. It's temporary. This might not momentary or light affliction is what Paul called it. That's the way he wants us to view that. This too shall pass. These things don't come to stay, they come to pass. All right. 22. And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for your body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. See, that's what the system has done. It's made us only want, need conscious all the time, from the time you get up to the you go to bed. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. See, Jesus, what did Jesus come to do? Of course, he came to take away the sins of the world. But what did he initially do when he was here? He was trying to teach them about the difference between this muck you live in and the kingdom of God. He said, life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. In other words, it's more than what you need and want all day long. Or I need, I want, I want, I want. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? We got a lot of birds around here, and I've never seen any of them having a conference on what are we going to do for more worms or bugs. They just wake up a-chirping and a-singing. God provides a worm. And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? You can't fix it. Consider the lilies, how they grow. Those things are so beautiful and so perfect, they don't even look real. Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will ye be clothed, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. See, by thinking, Lord, I know you're going to take care of this, and speaking those things out of your mouth, that raises you up. You walk on a higher place or in a higher place. For all these things do the nations seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. You ever wonder why the Lord doesn't say a lot about certain things? Because I guess he sees that it's not a problem. You're the one seeing it as a problem. You're the one that's taking the care. So I guess if he's not speaking to you about it, maybe that's a good thing. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things should be added unto you. Put his business first, he'll see to your business. Fear not, little flock, for it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags as wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So our treasure needs to be on helping people, loving people, giving to people, following the Spirit, doing what the Spirit says to do instead of, I don't know what we're going to do, and I just feel so bad. Go down your, have your organ recital, get mad, blow up. And you wonder why you feel bad all the time. You know what? What you think about determines that. Oh, Lord, he knows what he's doing. God needs us working his plan. All right, 35. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning, and ye yourselves likened to men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. They're not hiding because we didn't do what we were supposed to do. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. He's going to have a party. And if he come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and had not have suffered his house to be broken through. But ye therefore, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not. Yep. Let me see where I'm going to stop there. 53. All right. And Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household to give him their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Y'all do realize that the things that come, they are distractions to get your eye off the target. Paul said, I'm looking to that goal there. I got a goal, and I'm keeping my mind fixed on it. Of a truth, I say unto you, he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maid servants to eat and drink and to be drunken. He just fell into the hypocrite category. We got many among us, I'm telling you. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Oh, that's bad. And that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few blows. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. To whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. I am come to send fire on the earth, and what will I if it be already kindled? But I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how am I straitened till it be accomplished? Suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. I told you about this. Don't get caught up in this. Well, we need to unify. We need to pray for unity. No, we need to pray for the dividing line right here. We need to see what's true and what's untrue. Because we're not going to unify with somebody that's not bringing the truth and not doing right. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three. The father shall be divided against the son against the mother against the daughter against the mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. So he said his message brought division. It severed the sheep from the goats, chaff from the wheat, the hypocrites from those that are really following the Spirit. Oh, Lord, help us. So many would rather trust the system. The system can manipulate and control, but they, in the end, will fail. It's coming down. God has recorded all the unfruitful deeds of darkness in the light. All right, 54. And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. You know, they're controlling the weather back then, probably do. Kind of like, well, you know, Back to the Future. He said, yeah, or part two. Was it part two? Yeah, where he says it rains every day from 12 to 12:15. Remember that? Mm-hmm. And when you see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time? Hypocrites pretend to be for your good, but they are not. Kind of like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Yea, and why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? When thou goest with thine adversary to the magistrate, as thou art in the way, give diligence that thou mayest be delivered from him, lest he hale thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast thee into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the very last mite. This last trial with President Trump, it's so ridiculous. I mean, if a blind man could see it, that's how ridiculous it is. Ordered to pay, what is it, $34 million now? And the previous was however many?
355 million.
Oh, really? Just the most ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I'm going, is it that bad? Are we so stupid and in the dark that we have to go through this? How could nobody get it? I don't understand. Lord knows. I say to you today that the judge is at the door. The ether within the firmament was God's supply for free energy for everyone. The hypocrites learned to harass or harness the ether to fly planes and control weather and utilities. God has given it all back to us. We're going back to Eden. I've seen those wireless. In fact, it's been a few years ago that I saw a picture of a wireless television. No wires. Had a little box that had it harnessed the energy for the run of the television. I'll tell you what, I used to remember we had them old big old ugly brown speakers, and I hated those things. They were all, you know, big and ugly and trying to vacuum and do stuff with all these cords running everywhere. It's the biggest mess. I'm going, never worked for me. All right, Mark 4:22. Yeah, wireless is good. Right here, 4:22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret but that it should come abroad. What's been spoken in secret shall be shouted from the housetops. It's all recorded. And whether you believe in what I've been saying today, God knows it all. You're not getting anything past Him. When they say we have it all, they aren't kidding. Literally all that's ever happened in this realm. Before you decide that you don't believe what has been said today, take it to the Lord. Pray about it. Say, Lord, what do you have to say about this? Because I can't say that I've got all the answers. But I think I have an understanding of what the quantum is, where I have not had an understanding before. And I'm thinking it's kind of nice to have a little bit of understanding into something that you're fixing to have to step into. I know Danny went to the Lord about it. And the Lord said there's nothing there for you to be afraid of. So that's encouraging. We trust God, right? We trust God. And if there was something that we needed to do, He would have told us. So I want to encourage your hearts today. The stuff that's coming is so good. We got to keep our mind on that. That's what's coming. And I don't think it's that far off. Okay.